What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. So, HBO has ordered a new show, a new animated show, by the creator of Samurai Jack, Dexter's Laboratory, and many more beloved shows, especially like the new show Primal. He's got a new show coming to HBO Max. And before we get into the episode, I would just ask you kindly to go ahead and subscribe, hit that like button, and just continue to watch us unfold new mysteries. Now then, let's get into another episode of The Red and Yellow. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So Genndy Tartakovsky is making another show for HBO. And I love this creator. Like, he is such a good director, writer, just a story artist all in all. Like, this man has created a childhood show called Samurai Jack, and I love that show. I can watch all of the episodes back to back and again just to get a feel. Like, every episode is almost a movie, almost. And even the newest season is such like that. Dexter's Laboratory is something that I was actually rewatching, and I loved the pacing and the way that the show brought out each character's motives and feelings. So it's great to hear that this guy, who's also receiving Emmys and awards for his newest show, Primal, is actually getting kicked off to go ahead and make another show called Unicorn Warriors Eternal. I don't even know what that means. But the way that this looks what's that show called? Infinity Train, that came on Cartoon Network not too long ago. So, Samurai Jack, creator of Genndy Tartakovsky, this is from Inverse Codex, is back. He's making a new animated series called Unicorn, The Warriors Eternal. Tartakovsky has been producing animated shows for years, with Dexter's Laboratory, starting with that, Clone Wars, Primal, Hotel Transylvania movies, and stuff like that. I personally didn't care for the Hotel Transylvania movies after the first one. First one, pretty good. But he's also going on to say that animation was only just amounts. So they just actually started the work on the animation, but the story seems like they've gotten it down packed. So here's more on it. So here's everything we know about Unicorn Warriors Eternal, including the release date, cast, plot, and poster. Unicorn Warriors Eternal will focus on ancient, powerful beings inspired by myths from around the world, usually like his past works. So if you look at Dexter's Laboratory, it has superheroes from, you know, parodying Marvel's heroes. And then you also have Samurai Jack, which has lore of gods and goddesses from different mythos is coming into one show. So even though Samurai Jack is in the future, he's also touching on mythic beings and stuff. So it's not out of the realm that Tartakovsky is going to be mishmashing all these cultures together. 25 years ago, Dexter's Laboratory was on Cartoon Network's first original series. It launched an incredible creative relationship that continued to prosper out throughout the years. Today, I'm so proud to honor. This is from Tartakovsky himself. Today, I'm so proud and honored to be able to create an animated series for HBO Max and Cartoon Network and start a new relationship fostering more bold and original storytelling. Unicorn Warriors Eternal is going to be crazy cool, and I can't wait for people to see it. So what does this mean? What does this mean for the show that he's already working on? Primal got a second season. So is it getting a third season? It was a limited series, as I know. It only had 1 to 5 episodes for the first season and about 8 in the second season. So is this continuing to go on, or is that the end of Primal? And are we going to get more Primal, or are we going to get less of Primal but more of this new show that's coming for HBO Max exclusively? When is the release date for Unicorn? According to Inverse. Now then, they say the release date has not been confirmed since the animation is still in production. It's probably going to get also pushed back, probably, it says it right here, late 2021. Because animation usually takes 6 months. if they've already started and finished the work of storyboarding and such, usually it takes 6 to 8 months for animation to finish or recording if it's a live action show. Now, with this whole Rona Rona thing going on, I don't know how long, you know, it's going to actually get pushed back or brought forward due to this whole circumstance. But animation is a little bit more flexible compared to live action. So, is there a trailer for Unicorn Warriors Eternal? Not yet, because the series is still being produced. The trailer will most likely be released a few months ahead of the release date. And I am psyched for it. It looks cool. The characters are mysterious. You have this upside-down, levitating black fellow. You also have this girl who sports all black, but kind of reminds me of Raven somehow from Teen Titans. And then you have an elf character. And then you have this giant robotic looking maestro who is like a gentleman. It looks pretty dope. And I can't wait for this thing because Gendy is so good at storytelling. I'm not lying to you guys. So if you go back and watch Dexter and you watch the pacing and the way that he draws out drama from each character, even like the less things, you can watch, like, for example, if you go back and watch some of the Dexter episodes, you can see Dexter have angst about a clown. And he's the smartest boy genius ever, and he'll be scared of a clown. So it's just simple stuff like that that he can make into a whole funny situation. Now, what is the plot of Unicorn Eternal? The animated series will follow a group of supernatural entities, ancient heroes based on amalgamations of global legends who return to Earth to fight a dangerous threat. Of course, the efforts are slightly thwarted when they find themselves reincarnated into the bodies of teenagers with powers. These are teenagers? Like, one of them is a stinking robot and elf. Unless they're just talking about the little kids and then these people are companions behind them. I just think that's kind of funny. Now, the voice cast has not been announced yet. However, fans should expect casting news to follow within the next couple of months. Tartakovsky's Samurai Jack and Hotel Transylvania has some big name actors in it, and we should know. So I expect, this is my guess, I expect two people to be on the show, period, at some point or another. It's Phil LaMarr, famous actor. He already worked on Samurai Jack and some others. So Phil LaMarr and Tara Strong. And if not Tara Strong, then the lady that plays Vicky. And I can't remember her name, sadly enough. But yeah, I better see the one of those two. But I can't wait for Unicorn Warriors Eternal. Tell me your thoughts and feelings towards this show, because Gendy makes some amazing stuff. Tell me about Dexter's Laboratory or stuff that you grew up on that he has made. So thank you for listening to another episode of The Red and Yellow. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Hit the bell notification to go ahead and get news for our next episodes and animated shorts that are coming in soon in the next couple of weeks. So thanks again for listening to The Red and Yellow. We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.